Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your girl, Miss Diamond.
Hey, world.
You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You have just tuned in to another edition of Interviews with the Stars. Of course, I am your host, Miss Diamond, right here. I want to thank you for checking in each and every week with me. And today I have a special show for you. I got some hot music for you. Of course, I got a hot topic for you, of course. And today's special guest is Miss Deanna Notes. That's an interview you just about won't want to miss, of course. You know, so today's hot topic, we're going to talk about, we always get an opportunity to talk about the things that are wonderful to us, but what I want to talk to you guys about today is, it's a topic that may be a little bit special to some people, it may be a little bit touchy, and understand that in this world, we can't always talk about the nice issues, or we can't always talk about the finer things, love and relationships and success. You know, so today's special topic, we're going to talk about domestic violence. Now, I know some of you may be like, what? Well, yes, that's right. Talk about domestic violence. You know why? Because there are a lot of people out there who are suffering, who have been affected by domestic violence. And I'm talking about men, I'm talking about women, children. And domestic violence is not just a physical abuse, okay? It could be mental. It could be even spiritual, okay? Sometimes it's the way someone treats you, the way someone talks to you that you're in a relationship with. And I just want you to know that if you're dealing with something like that on today, this is the show for you. I have a couple resources for you. I'm going to talk to you about how to recognize domestic violence. And I'm also going to talk to you about how important it is that you stay out of those type of situations. Now, I know it may not be easy because you may be like, well, I'm in love. Well, love is not supposed to hurt, and I'm here to let you know. So I want you to know today that guess what? We are here for you. I am here for you right here on Face of Success Radio. Nobody is perfect. Your life may not be perfect, and it is what it is. But I want you to know you don't have to deal with it alone. And sometimes you're not dealing with it alone. You may be thinking, oh, man, nobody knows about this. Well, sometimes some people who are being abused, other people around you know. Other people around you can recognize that it's happening to you. We don't want that happening to you. Do you really want to be in something and you really want to sit back and be talked to any old kind of way? You know, somebody has their hands on you or somebody is not allowing you to see your friends. Well, that's never something that you should have to deal with. And again, there is help for you. And I'm going to give you a couple resources, but you know what? the whole show is not going to be about, you know, it's not going to be a downer. I'm going to say that, okay? I'm going to put you in a happy mood. I'm going to put you in some nice music. I'm going to let it play. I'm going to let it chill. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm also here to help you. All right? So stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars. Later on, we have Ms. Deanna Notes. I am your host, Ms. Diamond. Stay tuned right here.
trying to find another lady like you. And I must confess that I've had a few loves, but none of them, not a single one will do, cause they don't have your flavor, babe, no, they sure don't have your personality. And after a few weeks of going out together, they just get boring, they seem so boring, so boring to me, cause can't nobody love me like you, babe, no. Can't nobody do me like you do. Can't nobody love me like you, babe. They can't hold me, they can't squeeze me, they can't do me like you do. I pray each night you'll have mercy, girl, and you'll come running straight back to me. Until then I'll be waiting and watching, and I'm not ashamed to say it, girl, I'll be practicing celibacy, cause I'll just be going through the motions, girl, I'd just be wasting some poor woman's time. I'd rather be all by myself, until once again you'll be mine, cause can't nobody love me like you, babe, no. Can't nobody do me like you do. Can't nobody love me like you, babe. They can't hold me, they can't squeeze me, they can't do me like you do, hey. Who can love me like you?
Thank you. you know I love you. No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause my love of you, baby, I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. But we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh. Some men need lots of women.
Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, oh, 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 and the tears would fill up in the well of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, till one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then it when I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
There you have it. We have Mr. Lenny Williams with "Cause I Love You." That is such a classic. I love to play that song, and I want to just thank Mr. Brian for calling in and requesting that song right here on Interviews with the Stars. So right now I would like to welcome to the studio, not only is she a singer, but she is a model, a marketer, and a writer. And I would like to welcome to the studio today, today's special guest, Ms. Deanna Notes. Welcome, Ms. Notes, to the studio.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, thank you for being a part of the show today and being my special guest. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we're going to talk a little bit about your career. And so my first question to you is, you know, at what age did you really know that, hey, I'm a singer or I can sing? What age did you realize that at?
You know, honestly, I let my mom tell it, I was born singing. Singing and talking, it just seemed like that's just something I've always done together. Even my friends say, Yana, you're singing while you're talking again. It's just so in me. It's so natural because I've grown up singing. My dad used to put his earphones on me and play Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. I'd be able to have my, you know, my favorite 10, and he would just keep them going. And I remember that being my playtime. You know how most kids like to go out and play. I used to like to sit in the house and listen to my music, listen to my dad's music rather, like that. And I just love music. It's just, it does something to me. And I just have to have it.
Well, listening to your dad's music, is that what really inspired you to sing or to sing the type of music that you sing?
I do believe so, because the traits, I know I have those traits, like that soul, like Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Billie Holiday, even Barbara Streisand. I love Barbara Streisand as well. Cyndi Lauper, Stephanie Mills. You know, the voices that I'm telling you, to me, they're so soulful. I mean, you can feel them so deeply, you know. And like even today, Jill Scott, Toni Braxton, you know, these artists who just, you feel them. And I feel, and I've been told that that's what people feel when I sing. So I can appreciate that.
Yes, yes. So you named some wonderful people. Are some of those people your greatest influences in the music business?
Most definitely, most definitely. And also Chaka Khan. You know, I'm so thankful for the examples that I've had musically in my life from these different artists. Because I listen to them quite a bit. And my mom named me actually after Dionne Warwick. Dionne's name is spelled D-I-O-N-N-E. My name is spelled D-I-O-N-N-A. And one of the things she said, for some reason, she said she's always loved her soulful voice, and she just felt that I was going to have that same talent somehow. So
wow.
Here we are.
Wow. Well, kudos to your mom for already knowing exactly, you know, where your life was headed and, you know, and what you were going to do. I love that.
That's amazing to me. It truly is.
So do you like to stick to just one genre of music to sing?
Oh, definitely not. No. I grew up in the Northwest in Seattle, Bellevue. Well, the Northwest is pretty grand. And I was fortunate to have been raised in all different areas of the Northwest where rock and roll was loved, grunge was loved, and jazz, soul, and all of the above, you know, just a whole spectrum. And so I was able to be able to capture that in my vocals as well, from listening to all different types of music and singing with bands to do all different types of music. And I somehow was able to fit in. They said, Deanna, you fit in like a glove, like you've been singing this genre of music all your life.
It just
comes natural to me because I can appreciate music in all aspects and in all forms. And I'm glad that I was raised to be that way because my dad was the same way. I mean, he listened to rock and roll. He was a New Yorker, so he listened to it all.
Yes, well, I want to tell you, I think that you have such a beautiful voice, and, you know, I just love what you're
doing. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love it. I mean, you know, we hear a lot of different voices out here in the music industry, but we don't hear many people who are original. And that's the first thing that I think of when I listen to your songs, and it's like, oh, my God, I love that. You know, you do have that soulful, this was meant for me type of voice.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate
so
that.
So I see that you've had the opportunity to work with individuals such as Sherry Gordy.
Yes. So blessed, yes.
Yes. Yeah, so how did that come about? How did you get an opportunity to meet Sherry?
You know what? I just love our story. I actually was invited to go to her event at the Club Tequila at the Fiesta, yes, in the Las Vegas with a couple of friends. And they were parking the car, and I went in ahead. Well, when I came to the door, I saw this beautiful young woman with this beautiful big smile, and she was like, hi, how are you? And I was like, hi, I'm well, and you? And she goes, I really like your dress. I said, I like yours too. So our conversation was, it was just like our meeting was so natural, and I loved how we met and how I didn't even know who she was.
Okay.
And then so I just thought to myself, she's such a wonderful young lady. I mean, you know, just a beautiful, spirited person. Then my friends came in, and I told them about what happened. They were like, Deanna, that was Sherry Gordy. I was like, what?
Like who? Like, stop. That's not funny.
I was like, what? You know, I'm thinking I'm going to, you know, shake her hand, you know, real businesslike, how are you? You know, I'm a singer, and I really would like to participate in your show, you know, that type of thing. And she's just a wonderful, down-to-earth person, and she's beautiful inside and out, really, and I feel it's a blessing. Honestly, I believe that she's a part of, you know, you say you do the 360 degree.
Yes.
She's definitely a big part of that because, as you know, in this industry, we go through our ups and downs, and I definitely have done that. So to me, she represents a lot for me, a lot of good things for me, being a strong young businesswoman, to being a genuine person, and it's okay to have a good heart in this industry because a lot of times people make you feel like it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I can appreciate that she embraces that, you know, because that's so me. That's so me. So
yes,
I'm glad that she helps me to know that it's okay. You know what I mean?
Yes. What
so
I get about Sherry is that she's, I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say real quick that what I get about Sherry is that she's really helpful to people in the industry. You know, and to women as well. So shout out to Sherry on for that.
Yes. She's, I think she's definitely Princess Gordy. and I'm very anxious and excited about the levels that she's going to go to, and I just hope I can experience some of it with her.
So we're going to give, you know, we talk about how wonderful your voice is. We're going to give your fans and your listeners an opportunity to hear one of your songs, and we're going to play for them Hear My Heart.
Nice. Can I tell you a little bit about that song before you play it?
Sure.
This song actually means a whole lot to me because it was recorded with my brother, Fareed, and we did it, man, we had so much fun recording the song, and he's an awesome, awesome hip-hop kind of, I'd say, he's definitely he's a hip-hop, but he's also soul kind of hip-hop. And that's mm-hmm. a perfect way to say it. He's a soul hip-hop.
Okay.
And that's
and
In My Heart.
Like
it's a soul hip-hop.
What was it like recording this song with him?
Oh, man. We had a grand time. I mean, because, you know, he's my brother. This is the first song that we had did together. And I'm sure it won't be the last. But when you hear it, you can kind of tell that the collaboration, we were definitely filling the song together. So I'm really happy about it.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to play right here on Interviews with the Star today, Sienna Notes. We're going to play Hear My Heart. And then when we come back, we're going to take a couple calls. All right, so you guys stay tuned. Not yet.
Yes.
Girl, I can hear your heart calling like my subs. Down the street, mm-hmm. about 8 blocks away, around where your mama stays. Calling myself two-way, won't stop vibrating. Your smile alone, just celebrating. Your ex keep on hating, but I ain't wasting my time with funny valentines, cause I know you can't be wrong. You stuck in the middle of nowhere, I'm a thug. I spend my time, my cash, all my last wish. I hear you, baby.
Just a little something for you.
Can you hear it?
Looking into my fantasy world, I sit and I think of how it used to be, you and me, eternally. Why did I let you slip away? There was so much more we could have shared. You were my world. We're back at the start. Won't you listen to my heart? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Won't you listen to my heart?
I know you hear me. Can you hear me?
Dreaming if it includes you.
You're my boo.
want you to know how much I need you in my life.
Well, if that wasn't sexy, that was Miss Yamino, today's special guest. And I got an inbox message from a guy just now named Tyrone. He says, "Oh my God, I love her voice."
Oh, that is so nice. Thank you, Tyrone.
Yes. Yes, and we want to thank Tyrone for tuning in today. We really do appreciate it. For those of you who have just tuned in, today's special guest is Miss Deanna Notes, and she is having an awesome day and an epic day, and we just want to thank her for being a part of the show today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I surely am. I feel honored, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, so we have a caller on the line, so we're going to talk to our caller. Hi, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you? You on the line with Miss Deanna Notes right now.
Yes, I am. Queen Deanna.
Hello.
Queen Deanna, this is Diane Whitfield.
Oh, wow. Hi, Diane. How are you, dear?
I know you didn't expect it, but I promise.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you so much for calling. Awesome.
You know you're a queen, so you know I promised. And so I'm calling, and yes, I did listen, and you are fabulous.
Oh, blessing. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely fabulous. So, you know I'm going to blow up Facebook, both pages, to tell them that I have an opportunity to listen to you and talk to you.
Awesome. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Listen, I appreciate you. And I wish you all the best, as I said, prosperity in every area of your life. You deserve it.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Okay. You ain't supposed to make me tear up while I'm on my interview now.
Thank you for being you.
Thank you so much.
For being you. You're worthy.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you.
As an opportunity to reach out and talk to you, but know that you are loved and that you are special and that I can't wait to see what God has for you.
That is awesome. That is good
thank
stuff.
Thank you so much. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so
okay.
We want to
now,
wanna
y'all, I'm emotional voice. Now. I'm emotional. Thank you so much, dear. I love you for that. Thank you so much.
Yes. We want to thank her for calling in on today as well. We do appreciate it. So, you know, with that and hearing that, you know, when was the first time you really realized, like, man, not just, you know, that I'm a singer, but I really made it? You know, after people have gotten the opportunity to hear you sing and to see you perform, you know, what was that moment like for you when you were just sitting there and you were like, man, I am really doing this thing?
Wow. Okay, I got to regroup, first of all. I'm very emotional. I just, you know, hey, okay. I just, you know, in this life, we never know what it's going to throw us, you know. My great-great-grandmother, I've had the blessing of being raised on my great-great-grandmother, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my grandparents, great-grands and great-uncles, and just a lot of love I've been fortunate to be able to devour. in my life, a genuine, unconditional love at that. So, mm-hmm. you know, we all have our ups and downs and things that happen, but music has always been my savior.
Okay.
Music has always been my savior. So we have always mm-hmm. connected from when I was young, and my dad inspired me with music to when he passed away, and I had to cope with that, to, you know, just life. It's always been my savior. So I just feel like it's been my savior, so I have to return and give it back to people who need it for their savior.
Hmm. I get it. I totally get it. You know, music really saves people. It puts people in a mood. You know, if you're in a happy mood, you can put on more music. It'll make you even happier. You know, if you put on, if you're in a sad disposition in your life, you can put on music, and that'll make you feel better. You know, so music has its way of, like you said, being that savior.
It does. I'm telling you, it's the healer of all healers. I mean, I really believe that. And I was taught that, and I believe it. And I just, singing to me is, like I said, it's like talking. It's like breathing. And it's something I must do. And as well as writing. I've been writing since I was a little girl. Didn't realize what I was doing then, but I know now. And my parents knew. But, you know, I'll write a song. I'll wake up and have to write down the lyrics. I'll feel mm-hmm. a song in my head, everything, the music, the lyrics, the arrangement, everything, and I'll have to get up and either talk it into my handheld or write it down. One of them is happening. and that's just how songs come to me. Music comes to me, period. It's such a big part of me. I live and breathe it. Music is truly my life. I mean, I know people say that, but it truly is.
Well, yeah, some people do say that, but I mean, when we listen to your songs and we listen to, you know, your lyrics, and, you know, you can really tell when people are really into what they're singing about,
right.
You know, and how they're singing it. You know, some people get in the studio and they'll just say rap about anything, or they'll sing mm-hmm. about anything, and you'll be like, that makes no sense to me. Like, you know, what was that really about? And it's like, you're confused about it. But with your songs, you're really specific, and you're really, you know, like you said, really soulful. You know, you have a definite sexy flavor to go with it. You know, the ladies, you know, we love
yes.
that.
Yes. Gotta have it.
Yes, yes. So outside of music, you wear many hats. You're a marketer, you're a writer, and a model.
Yes. Yes. And it's amazing to me because, you know, how things are implanted in you over the years, and then there's a certain things that just are. I didn't
yes.
try to be a model, but it just happened. I ended up doing, being featured in a, you know, they this lady, she was watching my walk when I was in Texas, and she said she watched me the whole night. She watched how I walked. She watched how I interacted, everything. She said, you're supposed to model. You need to be, well, then it was plus size. Now it's full figure model because, you know, mm-hmm. I have the curves, you know, so we mm-hmm. have to incorporate. But
yes,
she's like, you're so
yes.
beautiful, you know. So I haven't really pursued that like I'd like to, but I'm definitely open to it. I've done some things. I've done some fashion shows and things of that nature and some prints. But, yeah, that's definitely something I'd like to get into more. So we'll see about that. But music has definitely been the focus, and also my marketing and event planning.
Oh, great, great. We love that. I mean, we love to hear about people who are multi-talented and wear many hats, and they don't just dedicate themselves to just one avenue, which is just music, because you can definitely miss out on other great opportunities, and you can also miss out on opportunities to help others, you know, break into those different industries.
Right, exactly. So true.
Yes, yes. And being a singer, you have become a role model to many young women. So let's just say you didn't decide to pursue modeling and you were like, forget it, that's not what I want to do. Well, there's a young girl out there who would say, man, I would love to do what Deanna does because what she's doing it so well. And then they say, oh, she's modeling too. Well, the little girl say, maybe I want to be a model too. You know, so
exactly.
You're definitely inspiring others to chase their goals and to chase their dreams. So, you know, you can't give up because they can't give up.
That's right. That's so true because I think that's the biggest high out of it is being an inspiration. I was once given an award for being most inspirational in my church. And I was like, really? I'm just being me.
You gave me an award for being me.
But, you know, I feel like when you inspire, you're inspired. So
yes.
It just goes hand in hand to me.
To give back is the best way to me.
Yes.
So what would you say to a young lady or, you know, even a young man who's trying to get into the industry right now? What type of advice would you give them?
To be loyal, to be strong, and most importantly, to always be themselves.
Yeah,
Never feel like they have to change themselves. And when I say themselves, I mean their heart, their mind, their soul, their inner person. Always keep that, you know, keep that strong, but also keep it where it can be molded.
Oh, wow. Wow, we love that.
Yes, indeed. I've definitely learned that.
So one of your listeners, her name is Monique Smith. She's out of Detroit, Michigan, it says here, and she's requesting to play Why Then.
Yes. Nice.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to play Why Then right here on Interviews with the Stars, and when we come back, we're going to talk about it, okay?
Nice.
Our journey started back when we were 16. We were young and free.
And nothing could keep us
from being in love. Everything was cool. Started to bloom. Then one day we grew apart.
Too late.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh wee, ooh wee. You already know that song was made out of some feelings.
Some feelings, yes. Nothing's wrong with that. So let's talk about it. So how'd that song come about? How did you come up with that?
Well, BZ2000, let me give it up. That's the producer, one of my boys here in the Northwest, Seattle. And, matter of fact, BZ gave me the beat, said right to it, and That's what I wrote.
mad at that.
Yes, ma'am, yes. And, that was a fun song. I say fun because it was a release song, I just dumped it right in that song.
I mean, so, I can tell. Yeah. I was going to say whomever wrote it, and then now we know that you wrote it. It's like, oh, you was really feeling that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you sung that with some purpose.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes,
indeed,
yes. So
it was.
So you mentioned him, working with him in the over in the Midwest. So who else have you had the pleasure of working with?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's quite a few, actually, and they're all awesome. I consider them to be all wonderful producers. As far as in the Northwest, there's BZ2000, there's Joshua Livingston. Actually, he's in California now. Raymond Livingston, who's my uncle. Actually, he produced Hear My Heart, the first song that you played. And he's a wonderful producer and a musician here in the city, has been for many years. And let's see here. Oh, gosh. You're going to kill me. Let's see. Rob Gihana, which is out of L.A., he actually produced one of the songs you're going to be playing as well. And and Sam Hackett, Elijah. He also is out of the Northwest. And he did Something About You, which you'll be playing as well. So, Alan Hunter, he is the producer for H-Town. And,
okay.
We're doing some music together as well. So there's a wide variety of producers. I like to work with a wide variety of producers because I want them to get the different angles out of me, out of my voice. I want to feel like I'm giving all the different aspects of my voice, and I feel like I'm getting that a little bit with the producers that I'm working with.
Yes, well, I'm a firm believer that, if you speak it out, that it will happen. So, tell us and speak it out on, some of those producers that you would love to work with.
Ooh. You really want my dream list? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Here it is.
Because you have to put it out there in the atmosphere so that it can actually happen. And you'll look back
and say,
I remember I told Ms. Diamond I wanted to work with X, Y, and Z, and look who I'm sitting with. Producing my next single. So who was that on your dream list? We want to know.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I love, 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 love. Oh, my gosh. The drummer from The Roots.
Okay.
Gosh, what's this? His name just left my brain right now. You know who I'm talking about with the afro.
Yes, I did. With the pick.
I know exactly.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Questlove. Oh, my gosh. You made me nervous. And so it just went off my brain. Questlove.
That's okay.
Definitely Questlove. Babyface. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
Babyface. And honestly and truly, I really feel like Puff Daddy, he's really good with singers. If you remember, Mary J. Blige's first stuff was with him. And to me, I know it's her as well, but the track to me brought a lot of soul out of her voice when she worked with Puff Daddy. I would love to work with him. I would love to work with him on a couple angles as far as learning musically and business-wise, because I just respect him to the highest on that level as well. And then also, Eve, you know, the rapper.
Okay.
Eve?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. I remember she was saying that she was into production and, of course, Missy Elliott. I would definitely love to work with her. I think that she's a miracle worker as well. So that's a few.
She's awesome. She's awesome.
Yes.
She's awesome. And for your listeners who, yes, definitely, yes. For your listeners who didn't know, you know, Questlove has produced for many artists, you know, Common, D'Angelo, Jill Scott, Al Green,
yes.
John Legend, you know, Amy Winehouse,
mm-hmm.
you know, God rest her soul. But he has produced for some awesome people. So Questlove, if you're listening today, guess what?
Yes.
Miss Tiana Note.
Yes, she had me on, you know, I couldn't remember. I had your face in my mind, but I couldn't. Your name wouldn't come out, but I absolutely adore you. Okay,
yes,
I'm going to leave it like that. We'll just leave it alone.
And we would love for you to work with him because we love your music. I mean,
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
So, tell us some of the places you've had the opportunity to travel to with your music.
Oh, my gosh. I just love how doors open. I've been all across the Northwest. I mean, sorry, the United States. I mean, sorry. I've been all across the United States, and I've been to my Canada, of course, as well. And I've also been overseas. To Malaysia and also to actually, as far as singing, I did some singing and some modeling when I was there in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
awesome.
Yeah, believe it or not, they really embrace the full figuredness.
Okay.
Which I found amazing but true.
But you know what? You know, let me tell you what I think about that. You know, you're beautiful, period.
Oh, thank you.
Your song, period. So, you know, just your spirit and the way you carry yourself and, you know, how you handle your career, it's like somebody is definitely going to accept you regardless of whatever you look like.
Right. I hope
That's
so.
So no. I know so.
I know so. That's
I know
what I'm talking
so.
About.
Yes.
Love
yes.
It.
So what were
Love
some
it.
Of your places, what were some of those out of those places that you visited, you know, from even here? What are some of your favorite places to perform?
My favorite places. You know, I'd have to say Vegas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have to say Vegas because, you know, growing up in the Northwest, where diversity is truly, truly, truly grand. I feel blessed to be able to have been raised in such a diverse environment with people of all different types of people and different nationalities
mm-hmm.
and know how to embrace that. I love it. And in Vegas, you get all of that because, of course, you have people that come there from everywhere. And singing on the stages there that I've sang at, just people of all different nationalities come up to you and they're like, love your voice. And, you know, it's just awesome that they're able to enjoy what you do and be able to feel what you do, more importantly. I want them to be able to feel me 100%. So I really have to say Vegas so far, so far it's Vegas. Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Vegas.
I was
just in Vegas over the weekend, and an awesome place. You know, a lot of different nationalities, a lot of different cultures, and you learn a lot there. You know, it's not always about gambling. It's not always about the party atmosphere, but the people there, the hometowners there, they're really accepting to out-of-towners. So shout out to all the Vegas listeners today. I appreciate
it. Yes, Las Vegas. Indeed, I agree with you 100%.
Tell us about something about you.
Something about you I wrote as well. And I wrote all five. I wrote five of the six songs you're going to be playing I wrote.
Okay.
And something about you is one of those. And something about you, it was supposed to be can decide if I wanted to be a fun song or a serious song. From the lyrics, it can kind of go either way.
Mm-hmm.
But the fun kind of won. So this is what we came out with it. And Something About You was produced by Samuel Hackett, Elijah. And so we kind of, we're messing around with the cut, trying to see exactly where we wanted to take it. And this is where it went.
Well, we're going to give your fans an opportunity to hear that right now.
Nice.
So we're going to play Something About You. So shout out to you guys. If you've just tuned in, today's special guest is Miss Deanna Notes right here on Indie Music Live. welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Of course, I am your host, Ms. Diamond. You have tuned in Interviews with the Stars. And today's special guest is none other than Ms. Deanna Notes. And that was her song, Something About You, right here on Interviews with the Stars. Yeah. So that's definitely a jam right there.
Yes. We made that to kind of, so it could be like techno. That was kind of like my techno side. You know, one of those type of beats. And of course, that's who really is digging that song, are the techno people.
I had to
represent, you know, on that portion of the Northwest. So that was my representation of that.
So what made you choose R&B or to use a little bit of techno in your song over singing just one genre of music such as gospel or rock and roll from, you know, the area your dad came from? What made you choose, you know, just techno and R&B?
You know, I just didn't feel like I should have to choose because I'm a blend of all of that. I would be shortening, you know, I would be shortening the value of those other parts of me that I'm built with, you know, as far as musically. And I enjoy all those types of music, and I've listened to all those types of music for a long time, so they're a part of me. So I feel like they need to be represented. So that's why I did it.
We love that. We love that. Now, we have a caller on the line. So
nice.
We're going to take a call right now. So, caller, nice. How are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So you're on the line with Ms. Deanna Notes today. So is there like a question you would like to ask her?
Well, actually, I think you kind of touched the subject of the techno. I really love your song, just to say that first. And even though it has a techno beat to it, I really was doing, I'm from Detroit, and we do the ballroom a lot and a lot of line dancing. And I was just wondering, you do R&B, you do techno. Is there any other genres that you would like to get into besides, like you said, you don't want to be put in a box. So is there anything else you think you might be getting into?
Yes, indeed. First of all, who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Nice. How are you doing? Yes, indeed. Thank you for calling. That is so awesome. Yes, actually, reggae. I have grown this fondness for reggae, and I have done a couple of African beats, kind of like African beat songs. With a couple of friends, like my friend Kwazi Tay. We did a beat together that's really nice. That's kind of like African style, but I want to do some reggae. I've been feeling that vibe. So, and I've been writing a little bit like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Do some reggae.
Yeah, that's going to be hot. That's going to be hot.
That's gonna be hot.
Yep.
Yes. So, Ms. Mary from Detroit, make sure you log on to Facebook and you add Ms. Deanna Notes on Facebook as well so that you can continue to follow her success and follow her career. And we appreciate your calling today.
Yes, thank you.
All right, enjoy speaking with you, lady.
Thank you.
Thank
you as well.
Take care.
Okay,
take care.
Yes,
nice.
So we love the fans, and we want to definitely thank everyone for calling in today and those who are at home and online, of course. And Ms. Deanna, can you tell everyone how they can reach you or how your fans can contact you?
Most definitely. There's a few ways, actually. Facebook, of course, has been a big friend of mine. Actually, they can just punch up Deanna Notes, my name, D-I-O-N-N-A, Notes, N-O-T-E-S. And I'm as that on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, MySpace, and am I missing any? And also, of course, Gmail. as well.
Okay, great.
And
great.
Yes, indeed. And also, I'm sorry, as far as music-wise, to pick up my music, of course, they can go to cdbaby.com, reverbnation.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, MP3, and I'm again as Deanna Notes as well.
Yes, and what we're going to do is we're also going to link all of her websites to our page on Facebook, Success Radio, on Facebook,
awesome.
Of course. So definitely we're going to give your fans an opportunity to, you know, get your music,
nice.
Listen to your music, read your bio, you know, look at your pictures, give them an opportunity to see everything it is about you that they need to see. And
thank
that you
so much.
To see as well. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So
everything.
Yes, yes. So would you be open to, so I know you're a writer and I know, you know, you're an amazing vocalist. We know that, a model. And, you know, would you, you know, it's often we don't see a lot of, shall I say, newcomers on reality TV. Would you
mm-hmm.
do a reality TV show?
I would love it. I would absolutely
okay.
love it. And I actually have one in mind.
Okay.
I really do. For anyone
is it
interested.
An original, something you wrote?
Yes.
Or is it a
yes.
reality show that's already out?
No, it's an original.
Okay. So
it's
we don't want to
original.
Give that away.
Okay, well, you're right. Let me stop. I'm glad you stopped.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we don't want to give that one away. Mm-mm. I'm not going to let you do that.
I know that's right. Thank you. Thank you.
But to the producers
yes,
out there who are listening,
yes,
you
get
know that's something good for you.
Yes, yes. Please to get
yes.
out.
Yes, I'm sure it's something good. Listening to these songs, I'm sure it's something sexy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's something
yes.
hot, but it's reality.
Yes, indeed, it is.
You know,
and it would definitely
a lot of these,
be viewed.
Yes. A lot of these shows are scripted, but we need some reality shows written by some people that we can trust and some people we know.
Right.
We
right.
often
that
don't
really
know where these.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So
yes,
tell
I,
us, if you wasn't a singer, okay,
mm-hmm.
what would you be doing right now?
Wow. You know, I would probably be more so than just concentrating on the marketing, and I love to market. I love to I've always loved marketing. I've been doing it for so long. That was one of the things that, like in high school, you know, people had jobs at hamburger places and things of that nature. No, my
mm-hmm.
parents made me go into the marketing, telemarketing job, and they hired me right away. I mean, I was like, what? I'm only 16.
Mm.
Why are you hiring
okay.
me? They said I was a natural. They said I could literally sell, I could sell someone something that they really didn't think they want, but they will buy it anyway because of how I talked to them. Once
okay.
they heard me on the phone and, you know, my conversation, they were like, you're a natural. So there it is. So I have to say sales and marketing of some sort, definitely. Most definitely.
Oh, okay. Great. So we're going to play another song, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to chat a little bit more. So everyone stay tuned right here on Face Up Success Radio. Today's special guest, Ms. Deanna Notes, right here on Interviews of the Stars.
Yeah.
Bringing it to you with C-Town's hottest, BZ, Josh.
Everything I do is true, and you know it's done for you. We gon' show you how we do, cause we gon' make it hot, show you how we do it.
This is for those who have been waiting, patiently anticipating, for Hot Track to see town to take you back with a cool groove. You can really move too, with the vocal track for two, yeah, that really truly moves you, hey, that's what we came to do. Yo, you wanna start the new era?
do. This is a preview. Clear my throat for a second. Mic check 1, 2. I've been in it for a minute, so I'm not brand new. Just giving you what you wanna hear. Miss Long's debut. It's in your face. It don't matter. You can love or the hate it. We're gonna give it to it. Got the same blood. We're related. Aaron Hart from the start. Got much more heat than the spark. Deanna Long coming strong. About to tear the charge.
Everything I do is for you.
This is something you weren't expecting. Giving it to you close and directly to let you know this ain't no show. This is how it is. This is how we roll.
Tell them here's how it is when we ride.
I love it. Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. I love that song for so many reasons.
So tell us about it.
I love it. Love it. Oh my gosh. Of course, that's Just For You, and that's the Just You and number 4, and I'm sorry, Just and the number 4 and You. Sorry, Just For You, and yes. That is a fun, fun song that also I wrote. And my cousin Aaron is the first artist on there, hip-hop artist. And then okay. Retrospective, Bobby, he is the second artist on there. And then my cousin Joshua Livingston, and actually it was a collaboration, Joshua Livingston and Robert Grissett. Junior, Rob Gihana, they did a collaboration on the production. And I love that song because I wanted an anthem song, you know, to represent how I feel about my town, about the Northwest, C-Town.
Yeah.
And it just totally came together. The guys, they wrote their raps, their lyrics for that, but I wrote the rest of the song. And I just loved how it vibed together. I mean, it's such a nice vibe in the studio with that song. It just came together just like it was supposed to. It was just awesome. So, yeah, I love that song a lot.
And that has like a little African, little reggae kind of flavor to it, too.
Yes, it does.
That's definitely something you can dance to. We can definitely dance to that one.
Yes.
Yes.
At the same time, you know, feel it a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah. So is there anyone you would like to say hello to or shout out to on today?
Oh, my gosh. Just like a shout out right now?
Yes. I'm putting you on the spot.
I see. I love it. Let's see here. Oh, wow. Well, of course, my mom and my grandma and my grandpa. And also, you know, my family, I love all of them. And, you know, I have a few friends who I really, 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 really love. I don't know if they want me to say their name. But I know, right? But, you know, I appreciate people who appreciate my music, but more importantly, the people who truly try to understand me and who love me unconditionally, because I do my best to give that back. So, you know, but to me, the most important, of course, are my mom, my grandma, my grandpa, people that have loved me unconditionally all my life, my dad that's not here, and then my father who is here. I appreciate the unconditional love, my brothers and sisters, my cousins, my cousin Lynette, that's my homie, the strollers. I have to say her name at least. But, I appreciate, I just want the ones that like I said, do the best to understand me and appreciate my music. I love you for that. And I hope to continue to be able to bring you more and more music that you love, because it's definitely inspiring me to do so.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
tell us what you have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, you're fine. As far as what I have coming up, I will be actually going back to Vegas.
Yay.
We're going back to Vegas.
I know, right?
I'm sorry.
That's it, right.
Oh, yeah. And and actually I'm going to be, I did an event for Sherry Gordy called Stage to Stage, which is her singing competition that she has going right now that's mm-hmm. doing very well. And so the winner from my showcase that I did for her in Seattle, Washington, will be performing on her stage there in Vegas next month on September 11th, and I'll be hosting for that as well, for that show, which I'm excited about. And then also, I'm really kind of focusing on writing and recording right now, because I have three songs that have finished out of my next five-song project that I'll be putting online. So my focus has really been on that. Excuse me, but I have been sitting in with bands and performing as well and doing events as well. But my biggest thing has been focusing on the recording. But when I'm in Vegas, it kind of gives me that release to be able to go ahead and just do my thing. I sing with like five different bands in Vegas when I'm there.
Okay.
From New Orleans to South Point to Club Tequila, where Sherry's event is. I'm all over the place, to the Tuscany.
We love it, and we can't wait to see what else you have coming up. And, you know, on behalf of myself and Faith Love Success Radio, we want to thank you for being a guest today on my show, Interviews with the Stars.
Thank you.
For those of you listening, today's special guest is Miss Deanna Notes. You can catch her on Facebook at Miss Deanna Notes. You can also follow me on Facebook at Miss Diamond Hot Topics. We love you all for tuning in today. And we're going to go out with one more song. So right here on Interviews with the Stars, we want to thank Miss Deanna Notes for a wonderful
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, lady. Thank you.
Slow it down, take it back old school a little bit.